Coming up on episode number 665, well, it's cover story night, and tonight let's take a look at someone whose birthday would have been tomorrow. He was born April 16th, 1924. However, he passed away on June 14th, 1994. I'm talking about Henry Mancini, a composer, conductor, and arranger, best remembered for the multitude of TV and movie themes that he was responsible for creating. We're going to listen to some covers of his music, but if you're worried that it's going to be loungy and cheesy and croonery, don't worry about that. Lots of rock and roll on tonight's show. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It's April 15th, 2010. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another cover story edition of Coverville. Tonight, no, not doing a Tax Day show, focusing on the music of Henry Mancini. We're going to hear some covers of Henry Mancini's music, covered by everything from rock, you know, groups like Faith No More, and Britpop like Pulp, and even a cover of Pink Floyd by Henry Mancini, or conducted by Henry Mancini. And you're going to hear every different kind of musical genre known to man. We're going to kick things off, though, with a ska version by a band called The Offbeat Generator. Here's their cover of a song most known as a Henry Mancini tune by people my age who saw the cartoons and the movies growing up. Here is the Pink Panther theme by The Offbeat Generator. We'll be right back.
to see the world. There's such a lot of world to see.
Attempt to play a cover version, which we're not very good at usually, but I seem to remember when I used to listen to this to John Peel's programme as a child, soon to become a man, that he really likes this song. I hope he does. I hope he likes his version of it. Rich, do it.
Pop band Pulp best known for a song called Common People, which was covered by William Shatner and appeared for quite a while in the Coverville Countdown until it made it into the Hall of Fame. Anyway, that's Pulp right there, led by Jarvis Cocker. You heard a little bit of an introduction by him in the very beginning. And yeah, I know there's also a really good Art of Noise version out there. It's a very popular version. I wouldn't be surprised if you've all heard it. And that's actually what made me kind of stay away from it for this show. I figured it was too common and wanted to play something a little bit less recognizable. However, I will be including the Art of Noise Peter Gunn theme in the Coverville Bonus Tracks show. So if you're a Coverville citizen, not only do you get that awesome t-shirt and DVD, you also get that and every episode of Coverville Bonus Tracks. Before Pulp, you heard Migala. Is that how it's pronounced? Migala. He's Italian. So we're going to say Migala with his cover of Moon River from his 1997 release, Diciembre 3 AM. Now, Moon River is one of those songs that has just been covered so many times. At last count, according to allmusic.com, there have been over 1,000 different recordings of it. That song and the movie that it was from, Breakfast at Tiffany's, also earned Henry Mancini 5 Grammys and 2 Oscars. Great film and great musical soundtrack to that movie. And we started things off with the Pink Panther theme, which was used, of course, for all the movies and the cartoon as well, performed there by the Offbeat Generator, a nice little ska version of the Pink Panther theme for you, opening the show. Coverville Tonight is brought to you by Bluehost at Bluehost.com, $6.95 a month. Now, what do you get for $6.95 a month? Well, first off, they're the host that Coverville has been using ever since the early days, ever since 2004 when I started doing this show. Now, so basically, there you go. You get your web hosting. You also get your domain registration. All of this for $6.95. But wait, that's not all. Unlimited hosting space, so Put as much junk up onto your site as you want. Flash videos, QuickTime movies. I almost said YouTube videos, but I guess they kind of handle that. Audio files. If you're doing a podcast, this is absolutely the way to go because you get unlimited hosting space, so no matter how many files you want to put up there, it's all covered. $6.95 a month. You also get unlimited file transfer. So if you've got a very popular podcast, you're not going to get cut off halfway through the month when you run out of bandwidth. Nope. Completely unlimited file transfer. You can host unlimited domains. You get 2,500 POP or IMAP email accounts, as well as all the other things you come to expect. SSH, SSL, FTP, CGI, Ruby on Rails, Perl, PHP, MySQL, all that stuff at Bluehost.com. Now, when you're ready to sign up, make sure you go to Coverville.com and click the link either in the show notes for this episode or on the right side of the page. That gives me a little bit of a kickback from Bluehost and gets you that great deal of professional web hosting for $6.95 a month. Check them out now, Bluehost.com. All right, another soundtrack that Henry Mancini was involved in was the soundtrack to the film Midnight Cowboy. Now, this was a song that was written by, or a theme that was written by John Barry, who was also a composer, arranger, conductor, all those things, and but was also a member of the John Barry 7 back in the 60s and 70s, a rock and roll group. Quite a change. Let's go ahead and listen to a Faith No More cover. Now, it doesn't feature the distinctive vocals of Mike Patton, but it's still a great Faith No More cover nonetheless. This comes from their 1992 album, Angel Dust. Here's Midnight Cowboy.
Thank you.
a song called The Party, which came from the soundtrack of the film of the same name, another Peter Sellers film, directed by Blake Edwards, and of course, you know, featuring the music of Henry Mancini. A fun little rendition there, and I think the song, that song right there, was repurposed, or I wouldn't say recovered, or I wouldn't say covered, maybe remixed or just redone for the Austin Powers films. The Party there by The Wondermints. This comes from a great CD called Shots in the Dark, which came out in 1996. A whole bunch of lounge covers, covers of Henry Mancini songs primarily, with a great picture of a 1996 Rose McGowan, a young Rose McGowan on the cover there. I think it was certainly pre Marilyn Manson, Enchanted, maybe her movie career had just been getting started right around that time. Before that, A Shot in the Dark, a song called Shot in the Dark, which was the theme song to one of the only movies, I think the only movie in the Pink Panther series that didn't contain the term Pink Panther, or even feature the Pink Panther Diamond. That was performed by John Zorn from his 1990 album Naked City. And then we started things off with Midnight Cowboy, a song written by John Barry from Faith No More, from their 1982 album Angel Dust. All right, so we've heard a lot of stuff here from covers of Henry Mancini. Let's hear something at least conducted by Henry Mancini. And this is a fun one because it's such a great song for him to be involved with. This was recorded way back right before he died, 1994, when he was conducting the Royal Philharmonic Pops Orchestra for an album that was released back then and was just remastered and re-released this year called Mancini Rocks the Pops. Here is a cover of Pink Floyd's On the Turning Away, one of my favorite Pink Floyd songs, and just done so beautifully here, conducted by Henry Mancini.
over me like a silver hot wind. Some days it's too warm to fight.
I decided I'd better close out the show with a song that had some lyrics, and so many of the songs I played earlier were instrumentals. That's a song called Slow Hot Wind, performed by Shannon Butcher. Just a gorgeous, gorgeous voice and a gorgeous song to go with it. That was written for a 50s TV show by Henry Mancini called Mr. Lucky. I mean, he didn't write the TV show, he wrote the song. But the TV show was called Mr. Lucky. However, more recently, featured in a film I think a lot of us are familiar with and love, The Big Lebowski. It was also featured in the movie Hatari back in the 60s. Before that, Meglio Stasera is the name of the song there, which translates to, or is also known as, It Had Better Be Tonight. That was another song from the original Pink Panther film. That one was performed by Waltel Branco for the 1996 album Mancini Tambien y Samba. A very familiar song to those who who know that kind of lounge stuff. And then we kick things off with a Pink Floyd cover conducted by Henry Mancini and the Royal Philharmonic Pops Orchestra from the 2010 re-release Mancini Rocks the Pops, that is On the Turning Away. We'll be back next week with another edition of Who Did It Better, as well as an all-request show, or You know what? I think it's time for an Originalville, where I play the original versions of songs you know better as covers. Got a bunch of stuff on tap for that, so we'll look forward to that on Tuesday. If you want to get in touch with me, coverville@gmail.com is the email address. You can also call me, 206-222-COVER. You won't actually get me. You'll get a recording. And on that recording, you can leave your request for what you want to hear on the next All Request show. Or you can just go to coverville.com and post your message in the show notes for this or any other episode and cast your ratings of all the songs you heard on tonight's show. Let me know what you think. Of course I can't do Originalville on the next show. The next show is 666. So you know what that means. All right, so until then, until Tuesday, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Frogpan Studios network feed. Coverville's advertising is provided by Backbeat Media, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CACHEFLY, cashfly.com.
Visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.